Dennis Irwin Baba loved the animals so much that before he could eat, he wanted to give it to cat and Mustang Baba. Mustang was there, you know. Yeah. Baba Spoon served curry and rice with mutton, with 4 or 5 days. So, as soon as the food is on the plate, on the table, I see the shumba, you know, the salad, the chili, pick a chutney and you start eating, and it's such a different thing. No! I'll start taking out the mutton, there's some mutton, line it down, there's a plate like that. So we thought it would need it last. And just 2 or 3 this year, and 5 this year. Then Baba uses curry and rice and chutney. And then Baba said, I'm finished now, I want to wash it. Oh, Baba, you haven't eaten this mutton fish now. But how Mustang has his food ready, mutton and bread and everything. And he's happy to eat it. So we're both happy. What's wrong? So we couldn't say no to that, so we have to give that to, let him give it to Mustang, all right?
Then we'll do that. That's done.
Mustang is in the dog.
Yeah.
So that he was the best pet Baba, most Ramas on that pet dog. I mean, pet animal Baba had many, but our boss Baba, Mustang was more loved Baba. What I want to say is, sometimes we made a trick, we all consulted what to do. Oh yes, he was sent for more mutton. So there's more mutton on Baba's plate, naturally, even if it would be small, Baba must have his high protein, as doctor said, Baba, Baba, all these many years, Baba has always was a vegetarian. Since Baba died next to Baba, was always vegetarian, even after silence and so many years. And after. So, we sent for more meat, and there was more meat in Baba's plate. And Baba looked at that, and he looked at us all along. And Baba smiled knowingly, and now we know that we have done this recovery. Baba smiled all right, and then we took more mutton, you know, and Mustang tried to see, and Baba was at 4 minutes. And very sweet of Baba, before eating, to think of a dog and give him drink. He loved it. Vicky also, Baba has fed Vicky.
Oh, the bird.
Baba could have bent down the
You told the story one time, I don't know if it was Mustang, where he actually put the dog on the bed and gave him food. Was that Mustang?
Mustang. Yeah. And his bed. So Baba was telling him to bring Mustang. So Mustang was always tired. Free to go, they might go to the village, and there the pack of dogs would arrive there. Mm-hmm. They see a new dog come, they would all get, what do you call it?
Gang up.
So Baba never wanted that for another dog's bite. Mm-hmm. He wanted that wound. So always tight. But in the afternoon he was that free. A sun came straight in the passageway. It was across the dark. It was pretty hot. He didn't want to go to the sun now. So always in the afternoon he was sleeping in the passageway free like that. And then Baba came from his room. Baba said, sleep. And Baba go around, Masta, you know. One in Baba's way, Baba would be better to still must go around, and Baba will be so and so the world, and then come to the end. So that's Masa's story. Many things are happening. It was very funny. At the very end, he became like a lamb, but he was not like a lamb in the beginning. He was a hunting dog. One Alaba was told. You know, garden boys, they have to be strong to take Mustang. After Mustang 1 year old, he's tired and he's taking for a walk now. So now these people are not free to take. So Baba said, Aluba must take Mustang for a walk. So I told Aluba to take for 1 whole hour, and never mind hour and a half, but give a very long walk because he has to be tired all day, he must have his exercise and so on. So Aluba took him for a walk, but Mustang, when he saw something, what he saw, a squirrel, I don't know what he saw. He gave one lurch to go to the squirrel, he forgot that he's tired. Long stream like that. And what did he do? Aruba, flat on the ground. He can pull 2 men's strength here. Mustang was a Tibetan hound and also Alsatian mix. But it was very Ayurveda came home also. I don't think Mustang, you know, he pulled my arm out of my socket. I said, I told him to hold two hands in me. Sava, sava means prepared. If you're unprepared, you're just walking like this. Unprepared, I mean, unaware is the point, you lose from your hand or you fall down, won't you? Mm-hmm. So my son was very strong that day.
Well, he didn't lose the dog then.
No, he didn't. But then what happened was, my son wouldn't run away. Then one time he came from here to this Baba's hill and this hill. Very long walk and then around about here. But here, all of us saw deer. Deer, you know, these animals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Arava said, if Mustang runs after that deer, the deer is going to run miles and miles away, and Mustang won't come home, and Baba is going to be angry with Arava, and Mustang is lost. For days he might come, not come because he's chasing the deer. So he very cleverly turned Mustang's head like this, come on Mustang, like this, and very difficulty not to see the deer. He guided Mustang such a way and brought him to the compound quickly, from the hedge, then he can't look out. So Arava said, no, I won't come this way now. Every time from the gate I'll bring him. You know, mm-hmm. All these little things will happen in this time. Mm-hmm. And Baba's there, Baba told me to bring my son in Rano or Bhave Meru, who will bring an old bed sheet, you know, and double it, and always where my son will sit near Baba's room, where Baba's feet on the bed will be, that place. Baba will be sitting in the middle of the bed, that is on the side, this head is on the left. But then this side, we put the cover like this, and then Mustang came up and said, oh, Mustang's so happy with the Baba, and did a big jump and get on Baba's bed. Mm. And then he sit down and look at the sea where I am.
Well, he must have been a big dog.
Yeah, big dog.
Oh, yeah. And the big Baba's there. Yes.
Big hair and two brown dots.
Yes, exactly. Like four eyes. Yellow eyes and yellow. It looks, some new person will be afraid of him because his eyes have yellow color. Yellow color means, yes. So, what was I saying? So, Baba feed him on the bed and the mother was very happy eating all the best bits of meat and all that. And then only the bed was left, the Baba said, will you give it to outside? But the Mustang was hungry, so all the bread was in the soup of the meat. The Mustang would eat, of course, that piece of meat. Few pieces of meat would not suffice. So mm-hmm. he would be tied up and he'd eat his food. Every day, for how many years? 2 or 3 years, I don't remember that. 2 years, I think. Many have seen him eat bread like that. Mm-hmm. So then Baba later, years after that, then Baba fed Mustang at the dining table. After Baba ate, but his food was first taken out of Baba's plate, you know, with some meat, and Baba then called Mustang and gave it to him and washed that. But, this is a lot of fun. Not about Mustang. Mustang is one of this. And as I told you when he was young, you know, he was not. He didn't have many people, I mean, newcomers to come, and that he should be used to seeing new people. It was not like that, only people of the house, so they, and other servants he knew. This is a gardener or something. So one day he saw this woman from the village had come to, you know, the government pays one of the villagers to clean anywhere she sees. She must sweep some manners, then she'll get her pay. So she's here, there, and there, but she's in the village. Then she comes here also, she's there, and we sweep a little bit. So, to do her duty, she was sweeping here, this side. Mustang was sitting on this wall. Always on this wall, he would be to sit. Then he saw this new woman. Oh, very bad, and how dare this woman come and all that. So, Meru quieted him and told the woman to go a little bit further away. She should not be inside to where Mustang can see her. So the woman came a bit on this side of it, under his name, she on this side of it. Meru now forgot everything. Meru, I don't know what it for her. She let Mustang be where he is. She didn't do that. She took the chain off from here and wandered him to be safe at the back. No bark, and just like a hunting dog. He ran towards a woman, and Meru, she's fingered. I'll never forget the sight, you know. Meru just knew that she was going for the woman. So Meru, before the hand, she's dragging her, but her strength was not enough. Masan's pulling her and running, and she's running. Baba. I said, Meru, don't let go, because I can't hold anymore. By the time, halfway, she did, the string was out of her hand. Because his strength so much, and was free, and he went for the woman. It's good in your eyes. But he was very naughty. He was this tall dog. He jumped on her, all up to his ear. Oh, I said, she is going for her neck or what? I said, by that time I had rushed out, and I reached the spot. I said, Masan, no, Masan. She really heard my voice, and I did this thing, because I used to feed him earlier. Oh, then he jumped down, but by that time the woman was afraid and she sat down. She got nervous and she sat down. And Masan didn't attack her. Then he went out to the hedge, looked out here, there, you know. By that time the garden boy brought him inside. And then I put him in the bathroom there, you know, bathing room space, garden. Put him inside, was beaten 1, 2, 3 times. Likely to show him that we are displeased. And shut him in and shut the door. Oh, he didn't die. And he knew he was punished. And 1, 2, 3 times that he did that, after that he never attacked anybody or go for anybody. And he was very docile, but he did bark. Once what happened was Dr. Deshmukh came, I don't know if Baba when Baba was later in the years, after 65, when Baba was riding in the chair, you know, to come here and back and forth. So Dr. Deshmukh, I think he was there. And he came in Baba's chair, other 2, 3 people came in Baba's chair. Francis came. Francis, what used to do? The garden boys would hold Baba's chair, you know, lift them, the weight. Francis put his hand on Baba's chair to just feel that he is also lifting, I don't know what. Anyway, so.
Dr.
Deshmukh came near the thing, near Baba's garden, so he wanted to climb. The Masan was on that wall. Master then so fiercely, you know, we all got to help us up. And Baba and all we got started, and this one, I said, tell the person to get not to climb.